Okay, well, if you love history, I hope you've been watching The Horrible Histories, and if you've missed it, then shame on you. Now, we have the info here from the official BBC Press Office page, designed to entice you into watching it, so if you haven't been watching it, what's going on? It's really good. High quality. And we have the info here. I'm going to read it. This was the episode that was on yesterday. It was episode 9 of 13. So if you missed it, you still have a chance to sort of watch the series before it finishes. The historical hilarity continues apace this week as Horrible Histories delves into the past to reveal more fascinating facts. Packaged together in a mirthful mix of songs, pastiches, is it pastiche? I never get that word right, and sketches. The Vikings launch the advert for We Sell Any Monk. Queen Elizabeth I surprises her court with some very odd laws. The sacrifice-obsessed Aztec priests sing the gruesome disco song. And the program also discovers the Roman equivalent of text messaging. The gruesome gags continue with guests... When guests attend a Middle Ages come dine with me. The show tunes into Aztec Gardener's World, and there is a Victorian traffic report. Okay, so it's really good. You have to watch it. It was on 5:15, okay? So it's on again next week. Make sure you don't miss it. Episode 10 next week. And the Gory Games, William the Conqueror's exploding body, and the puzzling Victorian word game are among the delights that await three new contestants keen to put the historical know-how to the test in Horrible History's spin-off game show Gory Games. This is the one with the rat, isn't it? Dave Lamb and Horrible History's Ratatatus, he is in there, put the young competitors through their paces across. I've never seen Gory Games, I've seen the advert thing for it. But the young competitors threw their paces across four rounds, where they have to answer quiz questions posed by characters from Horrible Histories on toe-curling topics from the gorgeous Georgians, awful Egyptians, and vicious Vikings. Right. Other gory games include a race against the clock to build a pyramid and a dash across an inflatable lane to lob pies at Henry VIII. It was his birthday yesterday, you know, in the messy fest known as Who Ate All the Pies. That's Gory Games. That came on straight after Horrible History. So you've basically got an hour, 5:15 to 6:15 of solid, high-quality history going on there. So check it out next week. And I'm going to ask you, hands up, who watched it? And if you didn't, oh, there's going to be trouble.